Welcome. So at the end of last week, I did a post on Instagram, and I posted a little mini meditation that I have been using in my own personal life working with postpartum anxiety. And I wrote a little thing about anxiety. And I got so many comments and messages and questions about it that I thought I will take a whole class to talk about this because it affects almost all of us in some level, right? Some of us, it's like this very mild, sometimes I get stressed out feeling. And for some of us, it's an actual very intense experience on a daily basis of anxiety. And regardless of which extreme on the spectrum you experience of anxiety, it's the same in the sense that it's an inability to regulate the emotional response to whatever you're perceiving as stressful or scary, okay? It's an inability to regulate the emotion. Mindfulness meditation is the ability to regulate your emotions. So you can see why this would be the number one thing that we would try to apply when we're working with anxiety. However, the really interesting thing is, if you've ever tried to meditate when you're really stressed out, it's usually the worst experience ever, right? For most of us, if you're super stressed out or anxious and you sit down to meditate, all you do is sit down and think about how stressed out you actually are, right? All you do is feel the anxiety. So we're going to talk tonight about why meditation helps and how to make it help, okay? It helps us in the long term. It is not a short-term fix for anxiety. It would be way better in the midst of like a panicked attack to like go for a walk than to sit down and meditate. But if you build a daily meditation practice, what's happening over time is it's giving us the ability to have perspective. It's giving us the ability to have choice over how we respond to something. So we're able to better regulate the feelings of anxiety. Somebody gave me a little like ripped out cartoon ages ago, and it's like a professor at a blackboard, and it's a bar graph on the blackboard. And so on one bar is like this really tall as the whole blackboard tall, solid colored in bar, and it says everything you worry about. And then the other bar is like this pencil thin line, and it says things that actually happened, right? And I think that that's the perspective we're looking for, is what is actually happening. So I can only speak from my own personal experience, and my experience about a decade into a practice at this point is that it has not stopped anxiety. I still feel the feeling of anxiety, but I'm keenly aware that I'm anxious. So I have the better ability to say, okay, I'm really feeling anxious. What are the things I can do to help myself regulate that? It doesn't stop the feeling, but I've changed the way, for the most part, I respond to it. In the sort of traditional teachings of meditation, there's a slogan that is supposed to be a reminder for all of us. And the slogan says, train in the three difficulties. And the three difficulties are, one, acknowledge your neuroses when you're in a neurotic state. Okay, and it's hard. A lot of times we're freaked out, we're stressed out, or we're anxious, and we don't even notice it. We're just like in the throes of that feeling. So step one, the most difficult step, is can you catch it when you're in it? And then step two is do something different. So normally what happens is the thing that makes you anxious comes up, whatever it is, and then here's the whole spiral that you do every single time you get anxious. It starts with, I yell at my partner for blah, and then I scream at my kid, or I write a nasty email at work, or I start freaking out because I didn't get XYZ done. That has nothing to do with what I'm really stressed out about, right? That's the normal spiral. So we got to do something different, and it can be anything to break that habit. It can be go for a walk. It can be dance, sing, take a deep breath. What can you do to break that little automatic chain of thoughts? And then the third step is to aspire to continue to practice in that way. Okay? Acknowledge what you're in, break the chain, do something different, and then aspire to keep doing that, to keep doing it differently. Okay. So the practice that I'm offering, which you can do if you're working with your own version of stress today, and you can just tuck in your brain to save for another night if you're not feeling super stressed, is a little mantra, which says real and not true. Real and not true. And what it means is what I'm feeling is real. I am actually feeling anxiety or stress or fear or whatever. Not true, meaning in this moment, is the things I'm freaking out about actually happening in this moment? And more often than not, the answer to that is no. It's something I'm really worried about in the future. Real and not true. So if we sit down to meditate in a stressed state, and here we go, we close our eyes, trying to feel my breath, and all I can do is think about how stressed I am, or I feel like I'm going to hyperventilate if I pay attention to my breath, let it go. And instead, can you just really slowly repeat, real and not true, real and not true, and stay with that for a few moments, seeing if it brings that level of stress down a bit. So we'll get started in a minute. And tonight, many of the nights lately in class, we have teacher trainees with us helping to co-teach. So this is Karen, who's about to be a yoga teacher. And Karen is going to get us started this evening in the meditation, and then you'll hear me pick back up.
Okay, so take a comfortable seat. You hear instructors say that all the time, but let's talk about what that really means. You can sit with your legs out in front of you in a staff pose, or you can sit cross-legged. Either way that you decide, let's really elongate our spines. Take a deep breath in. Feel as if a string is pulling you from the crown of your head. Set your hands down, either palms down or palms up, on your knees or on your thighs. Close your eyes or have a soft gaze forward. And continue to focus on your breath as your anchor in this practice. Slowly begin to come into your own breathing rhythm of inhaling in and exhaling. Release the tension in your neck. Let your shoulders relax. Let your arms relax. Relax your thighs, your legs, your shins. Relax the front of your feet. Relax the bottoms of your feet. Slowly breathe in and exhale. And tell yourself that this is your time to meditate. If you lose your way in the practice, you can always return to the breath.
Feeling that steady balance between being upright, awake, and hopefully being a little bit relaxed through the front. Noticing what ways you can soften, maybe through the eyes, maybe the lips, the tongue. Maybe the muscles around the heart. Down into the belly. And as you feel yourself settled and steady in this posture, you'll just begin to find your breath. So you'll notice where you most feel as you breathe. For me, most often, I can feel my breath just inside my nose. For you, it could be against the upper lip, somewhere in the throat or the chest. Allowing yourself to actually feel as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, you don't have to describe your breath. You don't have to explain it to yourself or attach any words. What if you just felt? Experiencing that luxury of breathing in. The spaciousness of breathing out. And in truth, that's the entire practice. You don't have to do anything or experience anything. This is simply a dedicated time to feel your breath. And whatever else happens, the thoughts running through your mind, or the emotions that rise and fall, whatever else happens in this time, we just notice it. Maybe a little curious smile. Notice what your mind wants to do when you get still. And as we move into a period of silence here, see if you can let go of any need to struggle with yourself. Let go of any need to make this experience be a certain way. And instead, see how often you can stay aware of the breath. If it helps you in your practice today, you're welcome to bring in our mantra. Breathing in real, breathing out and not true. Breathing in real, breathing out and not true. Staying with the practice that serves you best in this time of silence. Taking a moment to deepen your breath here. Feeling that more purposeful inhale and exhale. You might lift up and lengthen your spine if you've slumped over, press your shoulder blades back and down. Wiggling fingers and toes for a moment as you notice your experience here today. And as you're ready, you'll bring your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a moment just to honor the time that you carved out to be still, to practice. I'll share this evening one of my very favorite quotes. This comes from a man named Viktor Frankl, who is a Holocaust survivor. And he wrote, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. And in our response lies our growth and our freedom." Between stimulus and response, there is a space. This is the gift our meditation practice gives to each of us. Thank you guys so much for practicing today. I look forward to joining you again next week. Namaste.